It's a matter of importance to me that you be lucid and aware of what you're able to be. Since I was able to see the lack of limits, I've been infinite. This is indiscriminate. Isn't narcissistic. Arson isn't always meant to be destructive. It's an art form. This is my attempt to start the fire that makes you art more. And logic less, cause logic sense, the dollar has been off of it. I'm offering a sentence that could bring you back to sanity. Empathic but emphatically, I plan to see you mastering the art of your existence so that everyone can benefit. Then on and on and fractally, it blossoms into everything. And mindfully, we intervene, i.e. create reality. I used to hate this word, but now I know its definition. Learn to trust my family. I see all 7 billion. So I deem it time to DMT you all with my opinion. And I pray to my creators that just one of you will listen. Cause the light and divine truth was always inside you. I'm here to remind you that you are not what confines you. You've traveled through time to arrive at this line. And now you are in a vessel designed to invent and define truth. Illusion divides you. But you are the limitless vine through which everything vibes through. And I'm here to remind you that you are the light and divine truth. It's always inside you. I'm here to remind you that you are not what confines you. You traveled through time to arrive at this line, and now you are in a vessel designed to invent and define truth. Illusion divides you, but you are the limitless vine through which everything vibes through. And I'm here to remind you that you are. I am the Illuminati of my own reality. I am not afraid of those who benefit from apathy. I am not a slave to any entity or anything. My mission as a cell is reconnecting us with everything. Inevitably, everything is bound to evolve, because that's the nature of the fractal that we're also involved with. Revolving around a nucleus that nuclearly powers us. But I've comprised a theory that suggests we really power it. Power is the act of understanding what you're standing on. This is not the planet I was born from. Though the Mastodon is part of me, I'm partially a particle lost. Time and space, but I'll remember when they're blasting me off. I am everything. Free from the pendulum, I may never be. But I control my darkness just enough to make a friend of it. Addendumless, my Bible is remembering the ultimate. Then every channeled verse is holy text because we come from it. And every son and daughter is my bleeding hearted counterpart. So I will find the others and remind them that we have a heart. You're part of God whenever you remember, and I'm sure now, endeavoring forever on the quest of showing more how the light and divine truth was always inside you. I'm here to remind you that you are not what confines you. You traveled through time to arrive at this line, and now you are in a vessel designed to invent and define truth. Illusion divides you, but you are the limitless vine through which everything vibes through. I need only remind you that you are the light and divine truth. It's always inside you. I'm here to remind you that you are not what confines you. You traveled through time to arrive at this line, and now you are in a vessel designed to invent and define truth. Illusion divides you, but you are the limitless vine through which everything vibes through. And I'm here to remind you that you are God. I'm here to remind you that you are the light and divine truth. It's always inside you. And I'm here to remind you that you are not what confines you. You traveled through time to arrive at this line, and now you are in a vessel designed to invent and define truth. I need only remind you that you are God. I'm here to remind you that you are God. I'm only here to remind you that you are a magical turtle.
Magical turtles?
That's pretty good.
All right, and welcome to the Vosto Show. Let me see. Of course, special guest Vosto, and we're going to talk about Vosto today. Okay, I have sound. That is good. That is good to know. You know, let's get in the zone, because I'm a little agitated. I was hurrying up to get to the program. I had to make a meal for my dog in like 2 minutes, and then run all the way downstairs and all the way upstairs to reach my fantastic studio. So, technical difficulties as always in the Vosto program. Doesn't matter though. I mean, they didn't add technology like this in the 40s. Their mainstream radio programs were shittier than this. So you would listen to the radio and it would be like a ton of static and then a voice that sounds something like this. Welcome to the program. So, you know, it's actually quite acceptable. It's just like, you know, the people who complain that there are only 350 pixels on YouTube. You know, and you know, if you go 20 years ago, in some places they didn't have color TV at all. So what's with all this nonsense about, you know, they will reach a moment when they create pixels, a lot of pixels that the human eye will not even be able to perceive. You know? So I'm thinking, will humans argue about that as well, about things that they can't even perceive? And speaking about technology, Samsung has released something very interesting. It's sort of a screen that can be bent while you look at it, you know, so the image bends. You can bend it in which way you want the screen, and the images will still be clear. So I imagine this be useful in a lot of advertising in the future. I have no idea, but you should check that out. Samsung, I don't know how the invention was called, but it was like a very slim thing, you know, that can be bent and stuff. So yeah, let's go to some serious topics. And before I start yapping, you know, you can call in the show. Just Skype me, Skype Bob's Backyard, whatever. I accept callers. I accept everything. It's not you know, on some so-called revolution radios and truth programs and truth networks, they don't care really about the listeners at all. They just talk about shit, and they have tons of advertisements on their sites. The advertisements are bigger than the players themselves, so you actually have to scroll down through all the advertisements to get to the player. And yeah, when you call in, yeah, they treat you like shit, and you stay like 3 minutes, and then they put you off. So I don't know if this is if they are really promoting the truth. Stop Hero says he feels loved in the chat room. I don't know by who. Why do you feel loved? Anyway, speaking about stupid conspiracy theory sites and places, you know, one of the shittiest places that you can find on the internet, it's called beforeitsnews.com. If you want to see that stupidest article in the history of conspiracy theories, it would be one about Boston amputee actors. Yes. Proof 100% that amputee actors were used. You know, and you see the guy with the blood and the bone getting out. I will post to you this link. You know, how can you think something like this? I don't know. Like Kit used to tell me, you know, you should leave everyone to think what they want. But, you know, in my personal opinion, you know, saying that amputee actors were used is totally, totally retarded. It's like going full retard mode, you know. So if some of you believe this, you know, you can believe this, but yeah, you know, in my folder, it just goes into the folder of shit conspiracy theorists say. You know, actually stupid conspiracy theories make the real conspiracy theories go in like a shadow. And then, you know, everyone is put in the same pot. The crack smoking conspiracy theorists that don't know what they're talking about. No, it's because of articles such as this one that we all get put in the same pot. I myself, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist. I'm more like neutral perspective. I try to see both parts and see, you know, make my own kind of interpretation. Because, you know, once you get tied in the conspiracy stuff, if you believe one, you will believe the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And you end up, you know, all the way up to the reptilians from the planet Draco. You know. Okay. So if you want to Skype the show, you know, you just add me in the program. You put me Vosto69. What am I saying? Programs. You just add Vosto69 as a contact, just like you see in the chat. And you just call me, and I bring you in the conversation, basically. Okay, so talking about conspiracies that actually hide the real stuff, you know, I was having a little conversation with Anon Shaw in the chat room, and he was sending me this really interesting article, which sounds kind of like this. Everything is rigged. The biggest price-fixing scandal ever. The Illuminati were amateurs. The second huge financial scandal of the year reveals the real international conspiracy. There's no price the big banks can fix. Conspiracy theorists of the world, believers in the hidden hands of the Rothschilds and the Masons and the Illuminati, we skeptics owe you an apology. You were right. The players may be a little different, though, but your basic premise is correct. The world is a rigged game. We found this out in recent months when a series of related corruption stories spilled out of the financial sector, suggesting the world's largest banks may be fixing the prices of, well, just about everything, the article says. And of course then, you know, it shows a lot of facts, a lot of interesting phrases that you need some brains to be able to understand this. Because you see, more complex things, you need brains to understand them. That's the thing. And in many of these conspiracy theories, everything is simplified. Everything is simplified so that every mind can grasp it. So that every little hillbilly can grasp it, basically. But if you study the individual components of the conspiracy theory, you know, it looks very good when you look from a distance. From a distance, you know, the perspective when you look at something from far away, it looks plausible. But when you zoom in and see the little parts, it just doesn't work. So anyway, I will post this article in the chat room. If you're not already bored by this broadcast, you know, maybe you would like to read this article. Some of you may say, oh, well, this is from the RollingStone.com, so it must be controlled information from the Illuminati, right? I don't know, just read this and see for yourself. I think this is a really good good article. And another interesting news I found today. Of course, I found yesterday, but today I saw this article and it comes from the Guardian. So, you know, you might say that it's also rigged, but you know, actually, this is something that that is against what you may call the Big Brother or the Illuminati or whatever. You know, it's just an article saying about the dangers of this European ban. That was not put in order. It was not accepted by the European Union Commission. It's basically about pesticides that can be harmful to the bees, which can have severely destroyed the population of the bees. So, you know, enough of my not so coherent talking. Let's go directly to the article. Bee-harming pesticides escape proposed European ban. Commission proposal to suspend use of neonicotinoids. Neonicotinoids. Nice. So it's a really easy to pronounce name. Neonicotinoids. Fails to gain majority but could still be enforced by appeals committee. A European attempt to ban the world's most widely used insecticides that has been linked to serious harm in bees has failed. The European Commission proposed a 2-year suspension of neonicotinoids after the European Food Safety Authority deemed their use an unacceptable risk, but major nations, including UK and Germany, failed to back the plan in a vote on Friday. Oh, and when I was looking at the TV yesterday, the Romanian specialists were saying that this was a case of Romania having no other choice but to vote, because we are very controlled by the Western states, and they need these lands to conquer and use. Well, they in their west, you know, they there's so much noise in my house, I cannot even concentrate. Of course, you cannot hear the noise through my microphone, because it's a microphone that only captures the sound from close. So sorry for my incoherence, but I cannot really concentrate with all this crap. Right, so they were saying on TV that Romania is already a controlled nation, so they will apply this, they will ban this like all the other Eastern European places or something like that. But as you can see, you know, UK and Germany also didn't decide to ban it. And later in this article, they say that it is a normal thing to do because there isn't enough proof. Yet, you know, most people in this kind of field, in the bee field, the beezors, I don't know how to call them, the honey creators, you know, they got in the streets and they protested to ban this substance from the agriculture world. The results leaves environmental campaigners, scientists, and some politicians bitterly disappointed. You know, I have yet to see which scientists and which politicians and which campaigners. You know, I'm just reading this article for now. Seems pretty cool. The thing is, in Britain, I have heard that the bees are already, you know, extinct, basically. And you know, in places like mine, you still have them roaming around. It's all good. But I'm thinking if they don't ban this, maybe we will reach the same amount of bee population. Which, of course, has devastating effects on the environment, blah, 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 ecosystems and all kind of stuff you can research on by using the Googles, or, yes, chemical companies that dominate the billion-dollar neonicotinoid market, Bayer and Syngenta, were relieved. Syngenta chief operating officer John Atkins said, "We are pleased member states did not support the EC's shamefully political proposal." Right. So, as you can see, you know, business creates problems mostly. It's not evil. It's not someone. It's not a monster behind the curtain who says, "Ha, ha, ha, today I will destroy the bees." No, it's nothing like that. It's just business, you know, and that's how it works. These chemical companies that produce the substance, they want to have a profit and exist. You know, they don't want to be destructed themselves. So, you know, that's how it goes. They probably have members in the government too. I'm just making assumptions here. About 3/4 of global food crops rely on bees and other insects to fertilize their flowers. So the decline of honeybee colonies due to disease, habitat loss and pesticide harm has prompted serious concern. Okay. Right, so let's post this article for you people to read as well. It's very, very interesting. Right. Moving forward to some more Vostokian findings. You know, as you all know, there are many people who fight against CISPA. And in the United States, where it just got passed like 1 week ago, which, of course, it's very weird, you know, and they are the ones who say that, you know, democracy and freedom for everyone. You know, my American accent is not that good. But, you know, I think places like Denmark, Switzerland, and Sweden are more democratic and, you know, for freedom. Because, you know, surveillance programs all over the place in the United States being passed in the Congress, what is this shit? Whatever. What I'm trying to say right now, it's not to do a cliche to talk about what everyone talks about. But instead, you know, I want to remind you that surveillance programs already exist. The fact that they are proposing this bill and passing it, it's just a small formalization of, you know, it's just a matter of putting a paper out there and officializing it for the people to see. But, you know, this stuff was already... you know, people who are in the IT community know that whenever you are visiting, let's say, a commercial site, you know, mainstream site, have like 8 trackers on it, you know, and probably the government already can get the information that these companies get through their trackers. And that's how people, in case of, you know, anonymous arrests and all that, you know, that's how they get arrested. That's how they can get arrested. It's just It's just very known that when you get on the browsers, you have to use Tor, you have to have ad blockers and third-party blockers and all that. You know, it's well known for years. So the fact that now they are passing a bill for this is just officializing. It's just a way of making it okay. You know, to say, hey, it's okay now. It's okay to do this. So stop protesting against it because it's okay to do surveillance on you guys. You know, it's for your own safety. And of course, we know many people like to remove their sovereignty for safety. You know, to let go of their own dependence, just to know that they are safe. You know, like we have seen in this Boston stuff. I'm not saying Boston was faked or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, people were locked in their houses, like millions of people locked in their houses with the military outside. I'm not generalizing here. Maybe some of them were allowed to get out of their houses, but I've seen a lot of YouTube videos on people who were just scared to get outside of their house, but at the same time they were okay with the fact that they were in the house. So that's what I'm saying, you know, people letting go of their sovereignty to you know, in the favor of safety. So that's how it works. I myself, I'm not one of those. I don't want to have someone to put martial law in my country and feel okay with that. You know, I'm not one of those people who okay, there is one man that it's dangerous on the streets, and therefore you must stay in your house for your safety. All of you millions of people will not be capable to you know, cope with this man's power. So you have to stay locked in your house because he is a supervillain, and you will need superpowers to defeat him because he's so dangerous. You know, he's for his age, 17 years old, you know, he has a very big muscle structure and he can completely own you. You know, his bone density, he's made of adamantium and he has three machine guns with him. So we need hundreds of soldiers to put on the street, and you will have to be locked in the house for 5 days. And yes, we will search your trash cans. Anyway, you know, this doesn't make any sense for me. So I'm not saying the Boston stuff was a false flag or anything. You know, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that, you know, sovereignty, removing your independence for safety, you know, that's how it goes. I think this may just be an experiment to see if the people do let go of their independence for what you call safety. Whatever. I'm probably boring you with this, talking a lot of nonsense. Right, so this is from RT News. Scared that CISPA might pass. The federal government is already using a secretive cybersecurity program to monitor online traffic and enforce CISPA-like data sharing between internet service providers and the Department of Defense. The Electronic Privacy Information Center has obtained over 1,000 pages of documents pertaining to the United States government's use of a cybersecurity program after filing a Freedom of Information Act request. And CNET reporter Declan McCullough says those pages show how the Pentagon has secretly helped push for increased internet surveillance. And here's a quote. Senior Obama administration officials have secretly authorized the interception of communications carried on portions of networks operated by AT&T and other internet service providers, a practice that might otherwise be illegal under federal wiretapping laws. So this is what this reporter said. And here is the article if you want to read more about this. You know, probably you will find proof of this more on, I don't know, sites like WikiLeaks, perhaps. You know, because some of you may say you don't have any proof for this. But I think there is a lot of proof out there. I haven't researched it myself yet, but, you know, it's enough for me to know that people who are making sure that they are very safe on the internet still get caught. You know, they get caught when they do a denial of service attack, even if they have a VPN and they use the botnet. So they already have surveillance technology. Right. Okay, so I'm done with this. That's what an interesting period of time we are living right now. Let me close some of these windows here. Okay, let's read you some of the nice hacking stuff that's going on these days. You know, I was just talking about the botnets, and it seems that something else has appeared. You know, and now I'm going to the hackernews.com. Who needs a botnet when you have a 4 GB DDoS cannon? In a recent months, what kind of English I'm speaking, goddammit? In recent months, the DDoS world has shifted from complex small-scale botnet attacks to much larger network-based DDoS attacks. Perpetrated largely by hijacking web servers. How many of these hijacked servers are out there remains to be seen. However, Encapsula recently got a very good idea of just how large these DDoS cannons are getting. Last Saturday, Encapsula mitigated a rather small 4 GB DDoS attack, but this time it had a different pattern that attracted our attention. At first sight, the attack seemed rather simple, generating 8 million DNS queries per second, too many domains from spoofed IP addresses. But this time it included a hint about where it was coming from. All that traffic was coming from the same source, probably on the same network, maybe even the same device. Okay, so after this, there is other technical information. The point is that, botnets are becoming not so preferred way of doing it. And, using servers is a much better way now. I don't think this is a new way, though. I think it has been used in the past, too. Of course, there are many ways of doing this, but people just don't. They just don't know yet. So, you know, a lot of information, a lot of traffic generated by, you know, a lot of information being sent, just from one source. Take control. It's like taking control of. Of a picture in medieval times, you know, of a bastion. Take control of a castle. And then use that castle for your own you know, to do your own thing instead of just using different sources. You just use one. I think it's very easy. I don't need to make any parables here. Okay, next, the article says this means that the stakes just got higher just for comparison at the rate of this attack. If it had used DNS amplification with an average amplification factor of 50, it would have generated a 200 plus gigabytes DDoS attack, all from a single source. Okay, so if you want to read more about this, I will post the article here. You know, I think people from various hacking groups or protest organization, you know, as we know, DDoS is a protest form. It's like closing the doors to a mall and saying, hey, stop buying shit from here because it's harmful for you. So you close the doors and block the doors for like 2 hours. And then you leave. You leave, let the people to buy again, you know. But for the temporary, you just prove your point and then you leave. And of course, by doing this, you probably will make some headlines in some newspaper or probably even television, which will bring more attention to the subject. Right. So DDoS attacks are getting bigger, more powerful. More interesting stuff. Self-proclaimed alleged LulzSec leader arrested by Australian Federal Police. A self-proclaimed leader of hacking group LulzSec has been arrested in Sydney, known by online name of Oshak. Australian Federal Police confirmed they arrested the unnamed 24-year-old man from Point Clare yesterday. The police alleged that the man compromised and defaced a government website. Only that for a LulzSec leader. That's funny. Triggering an investigation that led to his arrest. The man is reportedly a senior member of staff at a prominent Sydney IT firm and used his position of trust within the company to get access to sensitive information. His knowledge and skills presented a significant, quote, a significant risk to the clients of the company for which he was employed. Had he continued his illegal online activities, police said. He faces a maximum of 12 years in jail. FP Commander Glenn McEwan. What the crap of a name is this? McEwan. Okay, whatever. I'm not a name hater. Everyone can have its own name. Whatever. Says that this man is known to international law enforcement and police will allege he was in a position of trust within the company with access to information from clients, including government agencies. It's worth noting that anonymous members in Australia are claiming that the man arrested isn't the leader, he's just someone who participated in the DDoS attacks. LulzSec gained international attention when they hacked the Sony website in 2011, taking down the company's PlayStation Network for weeks and accessing millions of users' accounts. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, LulzSec is this hacking group which is stemmed off of Anonymous, and they are very, very ruthless in what they do. They don't care. They don't normally do ethical stuff. They just are here for the lols, you know, like they say. But I don't think they caught the leader, you know. They just say in this article that, you know, he just did deface on some site. And, you know, the other anonymous guy said that he is just participating in the DDoS attacks. So this information does not really compute. You know, he's not the leader just because he defaced the site and participated in the DOS attack. And they just said that this was just the only proof that they have is the defacing of that site. That's the only proof. Nothing else. You know, and then they say that they caught the leader. I don't really understand how this works. Significant risk to the clients of the company for which he was employed. Yeah, this could be true. You know, but still doesn't say anything for the client. Wait a second. A significant risk to the clients of the company. I don't know if this makes any sense, because, you know, he just defaced the site. I mean, defacing a site has nothing to do with whatever company sells. Whatever. Oshok also posted a video to video sharing website Vimeo in 2009, announcing his return to the internet, referring himself as the final boss of the internet. Well, this is just a joke, you know, final boss of the internet. It's just a joke that anyone can say, really. So taking this as proof for him being some leader, you know, this is retarded. It shows how the police hasn't got any leads. They don't know what they're talking about. They are completely under what this subject means. All right. Enough about this nonsense. Hacked Twitter account of the Associated Press post, bogus report of attack at White House. This is a really funny one, and I really want to share it, because I was, you know, someone just told me when it happened, this is really funny, you gotta see. Next thing I log in, I enter Twitter, I go to the Associated Press, and I see this very interesting piece of trolling. You know, the Associated Press messaged, breaking news, 2 explosions in the White House, and Barack Obama is injured. So that was kind of funny. You know, let's see what these guys have to say about this. The Associated Press Twitter account has been hacked and posted a bogus post about explosions at the White House, and Barack Obama is injured. Within a few minutes, Twitter suspended the account, and Julie Pace, the chief White House correspondent for the AP, announced that at the White House briefing that the account had been hacked. And then said, quote, "The president is fine." Spokesman Jay Carney said, "I was just with him." AP said later, the AP Twitter account has been hacked. The tweet about an attack at the White House is false. Well, of course it is, you know, and these people taking seriously, it's just even more funny, you know. The Syrian Electronic Army claimed the responsibility, tweeting out, "Oops, AP get owned by Syrian Electronic Army." Some people said that this is like a false flag on the internet realms to, like, the government hacking this AP page to later say that CISPA is a good thing because it will prevent acts like this. But of course, I don't believe this. This is true. The Syrian Electronic Army are just a bunch of faggots who do stuff that doesn't make sense. You know, like groups like Anonymous, and, you know, they don't attack press. It's like a rule: do not attack the information. the information propagators. Of course, the Syrian Electronic Army has nothing to do with Anonymous. They are just a different group. And the fact that they hacked the Associated Press, it's just funny, you know. You log in and you see that two explosions in the White House and Barack Obama is injured. This is really cool. Shortly after the account was suspended, Mike Becker, a reporter for the news organization, posted a message saying that the attack may have originated with a spear phishing campaign in which attackers send a cleverly disguised email from a friend or work contact that contains a malicious link or attachments. Accounts may become compromised if you've entrusted your username and password to a malicious third-party application or website. If your Twitter account is vulnerable to a weak password, if viruses or malware on your computer are collecting passwords, or if you're on a compromised network. So here's some information that that can help you. Of course, probably you are not viewed by millions of people like the Associated Press are. So you may not be really a target of hacking. And now I want to talk to you about Java, you know, which once again, it has another vulnerability. I think the vulnerabilities in Java will never end. That's that's my opinion. Vulnerabilities in general will not end as long as technology will exist. Founder and CEO of Security Explorations of Poland, Adam Godiak, has reported a new unpatched security vulnerability in Java that affects all Java versions, including 7U21, released last Tuesday. So the latest update. Godiak claims to have sent to Oracle a report about a Reflection API vulnerability in the newly shipped server Java runtime environment, notifying them of the new security weakness. It can be used to achieve a complete Java security sandbox bypass on a target system. Vulnerability allows attackers to completely bypass the language's sandbox to access the underlying system. Godiak has not published any further details about the vulnerability in order to give Oracle time to patch the problem. Well, of course, it would not be very wise to post details right now because this is happening with the latest update. So probably after it's going to be patched, we will have more information on this. Okay, so this the last three things which I have said, you know, three articles, three issues, whatever you want to call what my blabbing was earlier, you know, it was from thehackernews.com. I only select what I consider as important. And if you go to cyberwarnews.info, there are some other interesting articles there too. Because we've just talked about Associated Press getting destroyed, you know, via Twitter. There was another thing which got destroyed, which was not shared on thehackernews.com. But you can see it at cybernews.info. 60 Minutes Twitter account got hacked. The account, which is now suspended, was breached not long after and started tweeting messages related to the Boston bombing. The account was only active for around 5 minutes before Twitter support put it on suspension. It's interesting how it takes only 5 minutes to suspend this. These accounts. The account has 121,613 followers, and the tweets coming from it after it was hacked can be seen below in text format only. So if you want to see this stuff, you can go to the cyberwarfare.info. I will paste the link. And if you are not bored to death, I will also tell you about the Hong Kong police site, which got hacked and 45 credentials got leaked, you know. Hackers from Portugal, Cyber Army, how they like to call themselves, Army, whatever, announced the leak of data from the, you know, it's like Syrian Army hacker. Portugal Army, Cyber Army. No, it's weird. Whatever. Leak of data from the main Hong Kong police website. The leak was announced from the official PCA Twitter account in the early hours of the 20th. The leaked data has been posted to Pastebin and contains no message attached to it. Leaked data is at my administrator account email addresses and encrypted passwords, which all belong to the headquarters police. So there is no message to this. You know, there is no message to this. It's really interesting. Well, whatever. Of course, there's no message because right next to the Portugal Cyber Army, there is the LOLSEC logo. And if you associate to LOLSEC, you don't have any message. You just do it for fun. You just break through the system. You break through the governments. You break through the institutions. You break through the major corporations. You break through everything without any reason. So in this last minute that I still have, I have no other. Well, I could read you more one of 50 seconds. One more article. 108 accounts leaked from new Sims, which of course this is like a game. Today, a hacker using the handle Game Over has leaked another lot of data that comes from a Sims-based website. The site New Sims was breached sometime this week, and the leak was announced late yesterday on social network Twitter. Right, if you want to read more about this, you can see the article for yourself. So we have some really interesting news this past week when it comes to IT. You know, the CISPA stuff, all that kind of the B stuff, the protests, all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm all about you know, alternative, see what's happening in the world, and not so much conspiracy related, you know, because there is no proof of that. There is more like there is just assumptions on that. So thanks everyone for listening, and I will see you again next Friday.
Hello and welcome to the Truth Movement Hotline. Press 1 for doom porn. Press 2 for disinformation. Press 3 to suck Satan's cock by monetizing your YouTube videos. Press 4 for direct contact with an agent of the Matrix. Press 5 for alternative media to restrict the cure for cancer. Press 6 to free yourself from the system by writing a letter to the Queen of England. Press 7 to hold an official organized protest. Or press 8 to blame someone other than your own stupid self for the mess this planet is in. Alternatively, tune into Dark City Radio at darkcityradio.co.uk or voice your opinions live on air by calling 0161 298 0298 if you live in the UK, or if you are calling from outside the UK, the number is +44 161 298 0298, or Skype us at Bob's Backyard. This call has been recorded for trading purposes. We have also tracked your IP address, and we have dispatched 2 agents of the Matrix. They will be with you shortly. Thank you for your cooperation. Have a nice day.